Hi, thank you. I loved your analogy of the stream, and all that I can think of is that I'm so ready to go with the flow, and my family and very close friends are all still trying to go upstream. Can you give me some experience on letting go of that and following my flow?
Well, the good news is you all have your individual streams, so you won't be tripping over them. And we like the way you worded that, because when you say of letting go of whatever they're doing, that is the important part, because if you give your attention to the fact that they're paddling upstream, then you're paddling upstream too. You just can't push against anything without doing that. We like this upstream-downstream analogy so much, and we often tease our friends as we say, it's like you take your boat down to the river, a fast-moving river, and you deliberately turn it upstream and begin paddling. And we say, why do you do that when you could so easily just let go and let the stream carry you? And people really seem to believe that what they want is upstream. Mm-hmm. And we really want you to understand that what you want can't be upstream, because all that you have evolved to is downstream and calling you in that direction. And the reason that we are using the downstream is because the law of attraction responding to that which you have become is what causes the current to begin with. Jerry and Esther have two projects that they've been considering. And one of them, every time they think about it, it makes them laugh and feel playful and feel open and inspired and juices flow. Clearly a downstream project. The other one, every time they think about it, it makes them worry and wonder and feel frustrated, and they have to sort of try to control their thoughts about it. And so the other day they were asking us about what we thought. And we usually don't, as a chorus, laugh. Sounded a lot like that. We said to them, well, we just have two questions. Is it fun? Is it easy? And they looked at each other and said, now, why didn't we think of that? And we say it's because you factor in other things. You factor in somebody's feelings you don't want to hurt. You factor in, well, could I do it even though I don't really want to do it? You factor in, is it possible to make this happen? Is it possible to wrestle it to the ground? In other words, you factor in so many other things other than, is it something I already put in my vibrational escrow? Is it something that source energy is already calling toward? Is it something that's lined up? In other words, you must ask the question, is it fun? Is it easy? And when you do, if the answer is yes and yes, then that's the way to go. And if it's anything other than that, then the energy isn't lined up and any action or effort that you'll put toward it is not worth it anyway. So now, getting back around to your question. So what do you do when you think you're tuned in, tapped in, turned on, and you can tell what way's downstream, and you're doing a pretty good job of going with the flow, but you're interacting with others who you care about who aren't doing that? And we say, this is when you really get to discover how good you are at turning downstream. You see, everybody that you are interacting with is in your own vibrational escrow. Do you know what we mean by vibrational escrow? The variety that you are living causes you to know what you don't want, which causes you to know what you do want. And every time you know what you do want, that rocket precedes you and literally your inner being becomes it. It's your future experience in vibrational form. And don't let that make you feel like it's not something that is real, because everything that exists, every condition, every experience, every physical body, every piece of anything, everything that exists was once thought and then thought form before it became manifestation. Everything follows that path. When you have thoughts that you have been thinking about and the source energy part of you has become them, that is not a pipe dream. That is a viable creation that is in the process of becoming. And the amount of time it takes between your giving birth to it and your actualization of it or manifestation of it has only to do with how much time it takes the majority of the thoughts that you think to become a vibrational match to where those thoughts are. It is as easy to create a castle as it is a button. It is as easy to create billions of dollars as it is millions, and millions as it is thousands. In other words, there is no ending to what you have the ability to do. But you cannot set your radio dial on 6:30 a.m. and hear what's being broadcast on 98.7 FM. The frequencies have got to match up. So the very thing that you're talking about is the thing that causes more people than any other thing to not match up their own frequencies. You consider what that one's doing and what that one's doing and what that one's doing. And as you consider what they're all doing with their boats, what they're all doing with their oars, what they're all thinking about what you're doing, as you consider all of that, what happens is you contradict your own vibration so that then you are not a vibrational match, then you're not going downstream. We watch people so often. This one will be clear about what he wants, and this one will be clear about what he wants. But this one knows that that one wants something slightly different. And so instead of only thinking about what he wants and becoming a vibrational match to it, he's thinking about what he wants. And so neither one of them are a vibrational match to what they want. So neither one of them are getting what they want, and both of them are blaming the other. And what we want you to realize, if you could just leave the other guy out of your mix. But before you can leave the other guy out of your mix, you've got to realize that you cannot let what you're observing be the basis of what you're vibrating. You have to guide your thoughts deliberately and let that be the basis of what you're vibrating. And the way you guide your thoughts is not by thinking a thought per se. It's by caring how the thought feels when you think it. That's why this upstream-downstream analogy is so helpful, because you're putting your boat in the river wherever you are. Can't be otherwise. In other words, you are where you are. That's so profound. Write that down. I am where I am. I am where I am. And so you're putting your boat in the water, and you've only got two options. You can make it a little harder, or you can make it a little easier. You can't make it fabulous, necessarily. In other words, you can't go from something that's horrible to something that's wonderful all at once. You can't go from complete doubt to complete belief by turning a thought. You can't do that. The frequencies are too far apart. But you can go from something that feels a little worse to something that feels a little better. So when you realize that your emotions are letting you know how you're pointed in the stream, and you start reaching for the emotion of relief only, now you have creative control. So give us an example of what's going on.
Just a simple fact of coming here. This was, you know, I stepped out of my paradigm with friends, and I'm going up to Boston to see Abraham, Esther, and Jerry, and people get nervous, I'm in a cult, or, you know, the same thing that's just as simple. I'm also doing a big venture, big business venture, and stepping out of the box, and people are nervous, going to get hurt, you're going to, you know, all fear. And I want to just be able to let go of that. And
well, now, stop for a moment and think about what their fear is about. So, do you think that they have well-meaning thoughts about you? Mm-hmm. And so as they've been banging around with you and they've put you in their vibrational escrow, they have desire for your well-being in their vibrational escrow, yes? Mm-hmm. In other words, there's no reason to worry about what anybody else is thinking about you. And we want to tell you, and we don't want this to hurt your feelings, but we don't think anybody else is giving really that much concern to you and what you're doing. Because they've all got their own stuff going on, you see. we do not want you to ever move forward in the face of fear. And in fact, we would say to them, if you felt this way, never in a million years would I encourage you to go do something that you feel that way about. But when you understand that what fear is, or what any negative emotion is, that it means that right now in this red hot moment, I've got a thought activated that is contrary to who I really am and what I really know, then what does that tell you about what their inner being knows about what you're doing? In other words, you should hope everybody's fearful and scared to death about everything you're ever going to do. Because that means that their inner being knows that something really wonderful is on the horizon for you.
Thank you.
You have this surefire guidance. Everything that you have lived has caused you to create this vibrational escrow that is so viable, so alive, so real, and so calling you. And when you even turn in the slightest direction of it, you feel fabulous. And when you turn away from it, you feel awful. And for someone to say you should not move in the direction of what feels good to you, they must be out of their minds. Or they don't have any idea who they are, or they don't have any idea who you are, or they don't have any idea the guidance system. There are so many people that are saying, oh, come this way, come this way, come this way, come this way. And until you are able to quantify your own journey by knowing by what your gut tells you that this is downstream, and downstream's where all the stuff is that I've been asking for, now you understand what to do. So you just keep loving them and appreciating the fact that they care while you keep shoring yourself up and shoring yourself up until in time they will come to trust that you trust yourself. In other words, in time, you'll be so stable in what you're doing and so sure-footed in what you're doing that instead of doubting you and trying to warn you, they'll be following you. Good time for segment of refreshment. We are complete.